Welcome, fellow investors. As we prosper together on this journey of wealth and possibilities, find yourself in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath. Relax. Allow the stillness of this moment to guide you. Take another nice, long breath. Smile. Everything is going your way. Imagine your breath filling you up with confidence, certainty, and a knowing beyond that which you see. Your breath is now traveling through your body, starting at your feet, awakening the souls that hold you up. Prosperity is right here within. All you have to do is tap in. Bring your hands together, palms facing up, allowing yourself to receive all that you have earned, invested, manifested for your highest good and the good of others. All things are possible. Believe. You are an excellent investor because you follow Jason Hartman's commandments of successful investing. You have become educated. You have a team. You maintain control as a direct investor. You use prudent financial planning techniques. You do not gamble or speculate. You buy properties that make sense the day you buy them. You diversify geographically, knowing that all real estate is local. You are area agnostic and not attached to any particular area. You use leverage properly to accelerate wealth creation and reduce risk. You invest in housing because there is a high demand and universal need. You invest in tax-favored assets, understanding that taxes are life's largest expense. I have become educated. I have a team. I maintain control as a direct investor. I use prudent financial planning techniques. I do not gamble or speculate. I buy properties that make sense the day I buy them. I diversify geographically, knowing that all real estate is local. I am area agnostic and not attached to any particular area. I use leverage properly to accelerate wealth creation and reduce risk. I invest in housing because there is a high demand and universal need. I invest in tax-favored assets, understanding that taxes are life's largest expense. You have become educated. You are a curious person, a sponge for knowledge. You get the education you need, then you act on that knowledge quickly. You know that knowledge is not power unless it's applied by taking action. You appreciate the old saying, "The world is full of educated derelicts." But you are different because while you value education, you are a person of action. You know the Zen saying, "To know and not to do is to not yet know." You attend at least one education conference each year to keep your knowledge fresh. You view education as a lifelong, learn-as-you-go process, so you learn as you act. You know that you will never know everything there is to know, so you learn while doing. Breathe. You now embody these truths as your own. I have become educated. I am a curious person, a sponge for knowledge. I get the education I need, then I act on that knowledge quickly. I know that knowledge is not power unless it's applied by taking action. I appreciate the old saying, "The world is full of educated derelicts." But I am different. While I value education, I am a person of action. I know the Zen saying, "To know and not to do is to not yet know." I attend at least one education conference each year to keep my knowledge fresh. I view education as a lifelong learn-as-I-go process, so I learn as I act. I know that I will never know everything there is to know, so I learn while doing. You maintain control as a direct investor. You have control of your financial future. You are calmly reassured about your retirement. As a direct investor, you follow Jason's commandment number 3, thou shalt maintain control. You know that people who relinquish control of their money leave themselves susceptible to 3 major problems. 1, they might be investing with a crook. 2, they might be investing with an idiot. 3, they will almost certainly be paying outrageous fees to the manager of the deal. You know that return of investment is more important than return on investment. As an educated direct investor, you eliminate most of your investment risk because you are in control. Breathe. You now embody these truths as your own. I maintain control as a direct investor. I have control of my financial future. I am calmly reassured about my retirement. As a direct investor, I follow Jason's commandment number 3, thou shalt maintain control. I know that people who relinquish control of their money leave themselves susceptible to 3 major problems. 1, I might be investing with a crook. 2, I might be investing with an idiot. 3, I will almost certainly be paying outrageous fees to the manager of the deal. I know that return of investment is more important than return on investment. As an educated direct investor, I eliminate most of my investment risk because I am in control. You use prudent financial planning techniques. You avoid traditional financial planners who are often just salespeople pushing common Wall Street schemes with hidden fees, conflicts of interest, and investments not aligned with your goal of being a direct investor who maintains control. However, you consider and take advantage of prudent financial planning techniques like your underlying investment goals, evaluating your time horizon, risk tolerance, geographical diversification, as Jason says, all real estate is local, tax efficiency, asset protection, and more. You have written investment goals and are consistently acting on your plan to move toward your financial independence day. You think about your investment goals many times each day. You keep a goal card in your wallet and a short goal list on your mobile phone or computer. You look at these often to keep your abundant future always top of mind. You are becoming the best version of yourself. Breathe and now embody these truths as your own. I use prudent financial planning techniques. I avoid traditional financial planners who are often just salespeople pushing common Wall Street schemes with hidden fees, conflicts of interest, and investments not aligned with my goal of being a direct investor who maintains control. However, I consider and take advantage of prudent financial planning techniques like my underlying investment goals, evaluating my time horizon, risk tolerance, geographical diversification, as Jason says, all real estate is local, tax efficiency, asset protection, and more. I have written investment goals and am consistently acting on my plan to move toward my financial independence day. I think about my investment goals many times each day. I keep a goal card in my wallet and a short goal list on my mobile phone or computer. I look at these often to keep my abundant future always top of mind. I am becoming the best version of myself. You do not gamble or speculate. You buy properties that make sense the day you buy them. You know how to analyze an investment. You understand that anything without income or cash flow is not an investment, but it is a speculation, a gamble. Real investors buy income-producing assets. You have specialized knowledge of analyzing real estate investments. You use a standardized pro forma and have watched Jason's video on how to read it. You realize that there's more to analyzing an investment than just the numbers and the pro forma, but it is where you start. You know that formally good investments can change, so you do an annual portfolio review with your investment counselor to consider any possible rebalancing. Breathe and embrace these truths as your own. I do not gamble or speculate. I buy properties that make sense the day I buy them. I know how to analyze an investment. I understand that anything without income or cash flow is not an investment, but it is a speculation, a gamble. Real investors buy income-producing assets. I have specialized knowledge of analyzing real estate investments. I use a standardized pro forma and have watched Jason's video on how to read it. I realize that there's more to analyzing an investment than just the numbers and the pro forma, but this is where I start. I know that formally good investments can change, so I do an annual portfolio review with my investment counselor to consider any possible rebalancing. Your breath gently moves through your legs, up your thighs, around your hips, releasing, rejuvenating, replenishing all that has been locked down. I allow success in. I prosper in perfect timing, in harmony with the universe, with all business transactions and relationships. Relax your hands. Your breath soothes, softens, and massages your belly, cradling your waist, moving up through your chest, expanding your back. Envision here your ultimate self, highest expression, greatest life. You are worthy of infinite abundance, financial prosperity, optimal earnings. Smile. Everything is coming your way. Follow your breath through your neck, your face, and head, nodding yes to all that is and all that is becoming. I am a creative being with limitless possibilities. Feel your lightness and perfection as you delve into your next extraordinary and prosperous investment. You are a gift. Receive, believe, and so it is. Visit jasonhartman.com for more. Thank you.